This is a paid message from GoFundMe. Meet Juan Naula. When his son was hospitalized for a viral infection, Juan started a GoFundMe to pay for medical expenses.
It was $5,000 to pay the bill for my son, and I needed only 22 hours. It was amazing. People really trust on GoFundMe.
How did Juan raise $5,000 in less than a day? He posted a short video on GoFundMe, telling his story in 30 seconds.
30 seconds. Be specific, be quick, and tell what are you going to be using the funds for. I was nervous to do it because it doesn't feel okay to ask money, but you shouldn't be nervous. Sometimes you just have to do it and see the results. We were able to save my son's life. Thanks to GoFundMe that we still have my son with us.
Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This message reflects one person's experience.
The Claire Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Artemis 2 is on its way back from the moon as we speak with its four astronauts on board. But what impact will this space flight have on their bodies? Well, I'm joined by Assistant Professor in Sport and Exercise Physiology, Dr. John Noon. Hello, John.
Hi, Claire. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being with us. So, first of all, let's talk about what you need to do to prepare your body for something like this.
Yeah, like, so firstly, the changes that happen to the body with spaceflight are quite dramatic. You know, firstly, we see major fluid shift changes occur. So that's where we have fluid that moves from the lower extremities up towards the head. And we see changes to muscle mass, we see changes to bone mineral density. So really, one of the major things that we need to focus on for these astronauts is, for preparation, is exercise training. So they need to focus on resistance exercise, building muscle mass, but also cardiovascular training. So, you know, long duration training in order to build up that cardiovascular fitness. So they're key.
Can I ask you what level of training they would need to do? Are we talking about elite athlete standard?
Not to that level. No. So really, that's actually a very common question. Really, what happens is that, you know, we're not looking at Olympians here. We're looking at, you know, we're not looking at this top 1% of fitness, but we're talking probably within that top 20% of fitness. So these people need to be fit. They need to have good cardiovascular fitness and muscle strength, but they don't need to be, you know, world record breakers. It's just focused on
fit, but they don't need to break any records. So then when we come to the space flight itself, John, what are the first impacts that an astronaut will experience?
Yeah, so the first thing is motion sickness. So and this is predominantly driven by this fluid shift that I was speaking about, where we have this movement of fluid, be that blood and water and other components, move from the lower extremities up towards the head. And this leads to what's known as kind of a puffy face or like a moon face in these astronauts. You can see this actually if you follow them online or if you follow these kind of blogs, etc. You see that their faces are very, very large. And this puts an awful lot of pressure on this, what's known as the neurovestibular system, which is the system in the ear that controls things like balance. So that's a major changer that occurs first. And because of these fluid shifts as well, you start to see changes in the likes of our muscle mass. So that starts to decline, particularly in the lower half of the body. And also in the posture control muscles in the back, alongside things like bone. So we start to see changes in their in bone. Mm-hmm. But really, for these guys on the Artemis 2, this is a very short mission. You know, if we look at it, it's only 10 days long. So these changes, you know, will be dramatic. But, you know, if we're really speaking about these changes over a longer period of time, will be much more dramatic. So thankfully, this is only a 10-day mission. But if we were looking at people who are on the International Space Station, we're talking quite a dramatic changes happen to those images.
Yeah, and as you say, the initial effects, like the movement of fluid, the puffy face, the motion sickness, the sense of disorientation, those things happen to everybody because they're from the get-go, right?
They happen to everybody. Yeah, yeah. And particularly upon leaving Earth and then re-entry back into Earth, they're the big changes that happen. So, you know, astronauts train for these. They do centrifugation training where they're spun at very, very high rates and speeds to kind of manipulate the G-forces. So they're aware of these changes, but they'll still undergo these problems, unfortunately.
And for the astronauts who are up there for a longer period of time, because of the weightlessness, they are going to inevitably experience muscle loss, aren't they?
Yes. Majorly, yeah. So we're talking for longer periods of time, you can lose up to 20% of their muscle mass, and then up to 1-2% of their bone mineral density every month. So it is quite dramatic. So we kind of have different methods in order to maintain this muscle mass and bone mineral density. So, but one of the major ones is exercise. So on board the Artemis II right now, there's a flywheel. So you'd probably be familiar with that, with the likes of rowing. So they have a rowing kind of component to their program, mm-hmm. where they would exercise for about 30 minutes a day. Now, this is a lot less than what we would ask people for longer periods of time to exercise for. Astronauts on the International Space Station would have to exercise for almost 2 hours a day. So, but, you know, this is a 10-day flight. So it's much less time. But if you think about the size of some of these pieces of equipment and the size of the spaceship itself, it is a hard thing to kind of add into the spaceship, is to have a massive treadmill or something like that. So,
and John, when they come back then, as they will on Friday, we know the splashdown plan is for Friday. How will they readjust? Friday, yeah. Like, will they have problems finding their legs again? Will they have sea legs essentially?
Yeah, essentially. So, yeah, essentially. And this is predominantly driven by that fluid shift. So, because of this fluid shift towards the head, astronauts will struggle to stand up. They'll have to readjust and acclimatize to this now gravity environment, because mm-hmm. really all the changes that we see in body with space flight are driven by lack of gravity or microgravity. So this would be a major change. So you often see it actually when they come to splashdown, that they're often sitting during interviews, they're rarely standing, they really struggle to get up. So it takes time to get back to this gravity environment.
It takes time, but with these, because they've only been up there, or will have only been up there for a short time, hopefully they'll find their feet pretty quickly when they come back. John, thanks very much for joining us. That's Dr. John Noon.
The Claire Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.